Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Wednesday, the 4th of September. Don't need a calendar, Kev. I don't need a calendar. Today is a dark day. Today is a dark, dark day. Something is up. Every day, without fail, I get up at between 4:30 and 5:30. It's probably been that way for 15 years. First thing I do is... I start the FDD process off for the boys, so they update the stats overnight, and then I, in the morning, start the process to get those sheets published. It's been like a ritual. Probably out of 2 years, there's only been 15, 20 days I haven't done that. And this morning I woke up about 5:20, looked at the clock, thought, oh, I must do the football. Although there's no games, we still run it. I fell back to sleep. And it was 8:30 when I next looked at the clock. That is unheard of. I need to go to the doctors and get checked out, because there must be something wrong with me. I mean, my boy gets up, and he's living back home now. He gets up and goes to, has to get up to London. I didn't hear him go. I didn't hear anything. I completely and utterly passed out until about 8:30, and now I feel bloody dreadful. Dark days, dark days. This is worrying. I think it was watching. I had a day yesterday watching or listening to the old politics. Fucking brilliant, isn't it? It is absolute. What absolute carnage. Absolute gridlock. I could say so much about it, but let me tell you now, that guy at the head is just an absolute knobhead. I've said it before, but... I know the country is, we want out, blah, 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 and this, that and the other. I get it. I fully get it after 3 years. I also get that there's people deeply worried who want to leave with some sort of organisation to it. But all that has now just gone out the window. This is just an all-out war. Leave against Remain and bollocks to it. Nobody is ever going to be convinced of the other side. If you're in Europe, if you're across there, you just tell us a naff off, wouldn't you? Who knows what's going to happen now? Another fun day today. I have to say, what I saw and watched yesterday, I really enjoyed it. I do enjoy it. That man can go around saying what he likes, but when he's put under any scrutiny, he just can't answer a question. And then you look the other side, and Les, I am no massive Corbyn fan at all, but I thought he did very well yesterday when he spoke. I thought he spoke very eloquently and clear, but I firmly don't believe he's got any chance of winning a general election. I think we're just going to end up with another big mess. Obviously, I think Brexit parties will win, but the SNP will have a load. There won't be any Tory seats in Scotland. How many votes are the Lib Dems going to gain? I'd imagine they're going to pick up a fair few for the people who want to remain. It is an absolute mess. When's it going to be? What's going to happen today? Who knows? I do hope that we get it sorted and we come out with some sort of order. And he becomes the shortest reigning Prime Minister in history, and that'll be a win-win for everybody. Right, crack yourselves on. I've got some horses today, that's it. I will keep you updated with my Brexit views. Lovely, beautiful. I'm out today, got a meeting today, so I won't see it, but I'll catch up with it tonight. Right, I have got a win bet. This is a win bet and a trade, so you could do both if you wanted to. You could have a little sort of 10 quid win, and then you could have £10 you're going to trade. So it is a wee minute in the 250 at Uttoxeter, ridden by Bridget Andrews. I think it won the other day. It won a couple of weeks ago, a wee minute. Currently about 5.2, so a win bet, but also you could have that as a 25-30% trade. If that gets confusing for people to do both, then do one or the other. But it is a wee minute in the 250 at Uttoxeter. In the 540 at Chelmsford, Wallia Knights win and place. 540 at Chelmsford, Wallia Knights win and place. And in the 235 at Gowran, Hidden Spark, joint favourite at the moment. Big field, 19 selections, 4 places, win and place. 235 Gowran, Hidden Spark. There is no football, I keep saying it. Again, we do run the sheets, and there's no games on the FDD sheets. Going to be like that There is, thanks Carlos, because I wouldn't have known if I hadn't exchanged emails with you, there is a Portuguese Primera game at the weekend, so Ultimate, I will be running the process Friday morning, compiling the odds for that. So there will be an Ultimate sheet with one game on it this week for the Portuguese Primera. So I'll get all that set tomorrow. I'll get the results up on the site tomorrow, so the databases will be up to date, and then I will run it Friday morning. I won't sleep in till 8:30. I will run it and get the sheets out. Tomorrow, see my life changes and fiddles. I'm going to be in the office all morning. I'll be doing the Ultimate stuff, getting that done, catch up what I can, but then I have got a meeting with the web developer now in the afternoon, because we want to try and change the website during this international break, so I'm out doing that in the afternoon. Friday I am home all day, so once I've processed Ultimate I can add a few more bits, and then next week hopefully a bit quieter. I want to get some videos on site, and I will do some more extended blog podcasts on items that people have asked for. Dio, see, proves you don't listen every day. Did the bio one? It's up there, son. Hope you enjoyed it. Maybe you didn't. Who knows? Anyway, have a lovely, what is it, Wednesday? See, I did it. I can't. It's not that I don't know. I ask. Just have to ask myself. I'm going to stop this, Kev. I'm becoming conscious of it. Have a lovely Wednesday afternoon, and I will give you a further podcast tomorrow morning.